welcome to another Faith Horizons Kingdom Brief. These are short podcasts between 5 and 10 minutes. The purpose of a Kingdom Brief is to share highlights from ongoing Kingdom activities and announce events in Kansas City. I've come up with a new term for this prayer thing that we're doing over here at God's Relay Race. It's a business meeting with God. So yes. We had another incredible business meeting with God this last Saturday on October 8th. And we're just going to go through some of, you know, what God is showing us about what he's doing in the world and in Kansas City. Welcome, Scott.
Hey, it's great to be here, Nathan. Thank you.
Here's a big question. How do angels participate with God's kingdom citizens on earth?
Well, let me just step back into something you said a moment ago, that it was like a business meeting with God. Just imagine, those of us who are in the business world, we know names like Warren Buffett or Jack Welch, these legends of business, Tom Peters, Peter Drucker, and so on. If you could sit down with, whether it be your executive team or a group of business leaders, and you could have one of those figures, your Warren Buffett, come in and give you wisdom and counsel about how to run your business or take market share, wow, wouldn't you just relish that opportunity? And so to describe our prayer gathering, God's Relay Race, like a business meeting that we invited God to, that's a really accurate description, not only of what transpired, but it's certainly what we long for, that we want to come in, invite his Holy Spirit through his word and through the participatory prayer. I say that participatory because it's everybody in the room is gathered together and we're sharing things that all of a sudden a verse or a phrase or something, a picture or something comes to your mind, and we speak that out loud and we all kind of mull that over and then we pursue it. We take a deep dive into it. And last Saturday's God's Relay Race was awesome.
I cannot say enough about that. The Lord just dropped in and just really opened his business book and said, this is the plan.
Yeah. Well, hey, we are God's people. And we should expect that.
Yes.
I mean, what are we, just another one of the world's philosophies that we embrace certain values and norms and standards, and that's what it's all it is? No, we believe that there is a God in heaven and that he has sent his son, Jesus Christ, as our Savior, and he has died on the cross and borne our sins and been raised from the dead, and that he is now seated at the right hand of God the Father. It says, forever making intercession for us, or in other words, he's praying for us, and that we are engaged through the power of his Holy Spirit that he has poured out some 2,000 years ago in Pentecost. And so we are there gathered together to listen. What is the prayer that's going on in heaven? I know this sounds a little spookyville, or maybe some might call it kookyville, but there are lots of scriptures. For instance, you mentioned the Psalm 103. Psalm 103 is a well-known psalm. You may not know it right there by its reference of its chapter and verse, but think of it, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. That's how it starts out. So
most people know that phrase.
Yeah, I might have heard that. Well, then you go on later to verses 20 and 21, and there's something really profound that God's word teaches us there. It says that his angels, bless the Lord, you angels. So it's no longer addressed to us. It's now addressed to the angels of God. And these angels are his servants, his messengers that do his bidding at the voice of his word. So what does that mean, the voice of his word? Well, it says that Jesus came and he was the word incarnate in flesh. Now we are his word in flesh. We are the voice of his word. We have the opportunity through the power of the Holy Spirit and through his written word, we have the opportunity to declare the word, the prayers, the intercession that's going on in heaven right now. Jesus lives forever,
right,
seated at the right hand of God the Father, making intercession forever. He is doing that right now. We have the opportunity to pray that into this earthly realm from the heavenly realm, and there's this angelic interaction that takes place. Now, again, this sounds like spookyville, kookyville. I get it, but we see movies like It's a Wonderful Life, you know, with Jimmy Stewart.
Yes,
and
yes.
Remember, he has this guardian angel, yeah. Clarence.
Yeah.
We see a movie like that, and it's heartwarming. We embrace it, and we kind of think about, wow, maybe there are some angels out there. Well, clearly, you can't not read God's Word, and you see many references to angels. You know, I think that Paul probably wrote the book of Hebrews. We don't know for sure. But anyway, let's just say Paul wrote Hebrews. And in chapter 13, he says, hey, be sure to be hospitable to strangers, because you never know when you might be entertaining an angel right there before you. Anyway, we have a lot of interaction with angels. Here, Psalm 103, verses 20 and 21 says that they are heeding the voice of his word. In other words, they are taking action. They are going behind the scenes, and they are administrating the word of God that we are praying. We are the voice of his word. And that's what we were doing last Saturday, especially, is we were making these declarations of God's promises and God's will from his word. Things that he highlighted to us by the power of his Holy Spirit, saying, hey, listen, this is hot off the griddle. Pray this. This isn't like any warmed up leftovers here. This is hot off the griddle, something that really is on my heart and is being prayed by my son in heaven right now. You people in the earth, pray this, and I'm going to have my angels go behind the scenes and carry these assignments out. Things in the marketplace, things of bringing blessings into businesses, things, rights that he wants to, you know, emphasize, wrongs that he wants to right, injustices that need to be corrected out there in our society. We are called to be the salt and the light of heaven here, bringing influence, bringing impact, preserving righteousness, and bringing flavor. Salt also causes thirst. There's a gland in the back of your throat that it releases salt and causes your body to thirst. We are there being the salt and the light that God wants us to be. And we're doing that through prayer and seeing his angels then go out behind the scenes and carry out these assignments.
So, okay, just to back up one second, Scott.
Yes.
So what you're saying is, you're saying that as God's people on earth, that we're like aligning ourselves to what he's saying in heaven, and then we're agreeing and decreeing or praying it into the earth, and that the angels that are under his command are listening to what we're saying and following his word.
Right, exactly. So let's give an example. As we were praying, there were passages that were emphasized in our hearts. It was the Holy Spirit prompting us. One of them was from 2 Chronicles chapter 20, and that's a story of how Judah is under assault from these foreign nations of Moab and the Ammonites and so on. And Jehoshaphat was the king of Judah at that time. And wow, I mean, they're about to be annihilated, and yet Jehoshaphat calls a fast of the people of Judah, and they all fast, men, women, children alike. And then he prays in front of all the people certain things about the attributes of God. Psalm 22:3 says, we enthrone God with our praises, that God is enthroned in the praises of his people. So that's what Jehoshaphat was doing. That's what we started doing Saturday. We were enthroning God of certain things of his attributes, of that he is a provider, that he is forgiving, that he is just. So we were declaring these things as praise and enthroning him in situations that are going in our marketplace and throughout society right now. And so we just believe by faith that as we were doing these things, action is taking place into the realm that we don't see. You know what? If you blow a dog whistle, we don't hear anything, but we know the dogs do because they react. And so it's kind of like that. We're blowing the dog whistle of prayer, so to speak, and we can't see these angels, but there's something behind the scenes that's happening in accordance with God's word. And he says right there in Psalm 103, verses 20 and 21. I mean, do we believe God's word or not?
Thanks for listening to another Faith Horizons podcast. It is an honor to get to interview the kingdom leaders that God has placed in Kansas City. If I could ask a favor of you, please rate the podcast in iTunes and share with those that you know. This will help get the word out about what God is doing in Kansas City. Thanks, and God bless.